The Guest List, written by Melissa Hill and read by Gemma Coffey. You are invited to attend the nuptials of Audrey McCarthy and Joseph Burke. The bride and groom kindly request the following. No female guests to wear white. This includes clothes, shoes, and/or accessories. Guests should refrain from wearing garments from Coast or Karen Millen clothing stores. Guests should please visit laceconfetti.com/McCarthy-Burke to review the colour scheme of the wedding and dress accordingly. Single male invites should not bring as dates female guests who are unknown to the bride and groom. All non-local guests should stay at the hotel in which the wedding reception will be held. Prices and information available online at www.themanor.com. No gifts on the day unless in the form of cash or cheques. Preferred method of gifting is via the wedding list, see attached notification card for details, or through deposits to the couple's joint bank account, details below, by the date of the wedding. It was more of an edict than an invite, and Cara Clancy didn't think she'd ever come across anything more obnoxious. Engraved on expensive wedding stationery below the date, time and place was that long list of what could only be described as demands. She knew that her old college friend Audrey McCarthy was a show-off, but this was taking it to another, higher level. Even as a person who wasn't easily offended or slighted, Cara couldn't help but feel her hackles rise at this utter lack of tact and taste, not to mention blatant money-grabbing tendencies. So much for richer, for poorer. She shook her head as she sought out the wedding list notification card mentioned in the invite, and wasn't in the least bit surprised to see that the list was at one of Ireland's most expensive luxury stores, Brown Thomas, of course. No run-of-the-mill chain store would be good enough for these two, and she made a mental note to check it out to see what the cheapest item on the list would be. She was sure she wouldn't be the only one doing so. But just in case guests didn't subscribe to the wedding list, the couple were also kind enough to allow you to donate to them personally, should you be so inclined. Her eyes widened. The cheek of it. The inclusion of the bank account number was a brazen appeal for cash, and Cara wondered when weddings had become less about the commitment two people were making to spend the rest of their lives together, and more about money and gifts. As much as she wanted to throw the invite in the bin and compose a response that regretfully informed the couple of her inability to attend an affair that seemed geared to padding their pockets, and which would undoubtedly help with the financial burden of any future divorce, she found that she didn't have it in herself to do so. Instead, she placed it aside, wondering what Shane would think when she showed it to him.